Hi, this is Patrick Neiman with UsabilityCounts.com. We're doing our third podcast here. Today's guest is Jay Ambrose Little. He's a user experience designer with Infragistics, and he has also been involved in a project called Sequence that is a new set of design patterns, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Ambrose, tell me a little bit about your experience.
Hi, thanks. So my experience in building Quince or experience in general or what?
Experience in general.
Okay. So my background actually is mostly in software development and architecture. And a few years ago, I started kind of getting more into the user side of things, I guess you could say, the people side. And since that time, it's been a slow transition of learning and working with other people here at Infragistics. We have a few official, I guess, people who are educated in you know, psychology and human-computer interactions, things like that, that I've had the pleasure to work with. So it's been fun, and we're really glad to finally get something out to the community called Quince UX Patterns Explorer.
What convinced you to come over to the dark side? I mean, most developers, they look at user experiences. They look at it as the evil empire. Why did you move over?
So for me, it was actually kind of a logical step because, you know, as a developer and architect, I was really into what is known as domain-driven design. And to me, it's kind of just like the next step in that, and it's really understanding not just the domain from like an abstract concept, but also the actual people in the domain who are going to be using the software that you're building. And so, you know, domain-driven design is great from a very conceptual level, but if you still, it only gets you so far in building great software. And for me, really, my goal is to build great software. And in order to do that, I think UX or focus on UX is kind of the next step that you have to take into account. And so I really wanted to dive into that.
So a little bit about user experience patterns before we get into that wonderful new tool that you your team has developed. Yeah. One of the things about living on the web, you know, for the past, you know, 13 or 14 years, before we were pretty much inventing everything brand new because there were no references out there. But today we've gotten to a point where we know what we have a better idea of what the users really need. And so now we're seeing a lot of resources like, you know, basically sites that contain a whole bunch of user interface patterns that are great for information architects and programmers to kind of have a better idea of if the user is doing X, then provide them with Y.
Yeah, and exactly. And from a you know, software side of things, I guess you could say, it's building on similar concepts that you see with like what we call the Gang of Four. They have a book, you know, one of the seminal books in the software side of things for design patterns, and then of course there's Fowler's Patterns of Enterprise Architecture. So, it's you know, kind of a bringing together the both sides again, you know, of the software and also the user experience side of things.
And one of the things that's really great about the company that you work for, Infragistics, is they actually produce a lot of user interface components that are based along those patterns. So if a user experience architect says, you know what, we need a drop-down, but it has to be a multi-select drop-down, for example, then that's a tool that you guys would provide, correct?
Absolutely.
The Quince tool, it's this total user interface pattern guide. And what was the main reason that you guys decided to build it?
Well, like I said, we kind of came to user experience design patterns from our experience with design patterns in the, you know, engineering software space. So for us, design patterns already kind of really resonated, and we knew we wanted to be able to help people to understand and to use them better in their regular daily work. And it seems like right now, you know, there's a few books actually out there on these kinds of patterns, and then there's several websites that are out there, and most of them, you know, they're great. They do communicate the information, but you know, I kind of felt like they're not really usable, and in the sense that you can use them on a daily basis. You know, yeah, you might, but you probably won't keep it on your shelf and reference it regularly. So kind of our goal with Quince was to take the idea of the patterns and to make them accessible in a fashion that you could, you know, better use them in your day-to-day tasks. And so to that end, we kind of came up with these ideas of different ways to explore patterns. And so in Quince, when you first load it up, you've got the several ways that we have and that you can use to explore patterns. There's the search, which of course everybody has keyword search, but there's what we call by user tasks, which is the idea of we're organizing the patterns from the perspective of the users. So maybe your users need to find things or explore information or analyze data, those sorts of things. And within that, you know, of course you have the different tags. And so you can go in from that perspective and maybe find patterns to help you present the information, or, you know, help people, your users, to edit stuff or that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I was poking through it, and one of the tools that I thought was really, really valuable as far as visualizing different ways of getting to the information was the tag relations. It has kind of a, I guess it's a network diagram, and, you know, regardless of the little shake feature that you guys have added to it, it really makes it easy to find, you know, I need an element that does data entry and I need to solve this problem, and then I can kind of poke around because I can visualize it by going down into the detail page. So not only can I go, you know, go back and forth, but I can keep track of which patterns I've seen. And that I find that to be of a lot of value.
Yeah, definitely our goal with that was to kind of play off the tag cloud idea where, you know, the different bubbles are sized proportionally to the number of patterns that have been tagged, but then to also say, hey, you know, if a pattern was tagged data entry, maybe it was also tagged, you know, multiple selection or data entry or something like that. And so what we're doing here is bringing out and visualizing those informations through the network graph.
Yeah. How's the response been? You were telling me last night that one of the readers went crazy and added a whole bunch of comments.
Yeah, it's really great that this fellow went through last night, it seems, maybe through the entire catalog, and, you know, added comments saying, you know, hey, we have a simple way where you can just say, hey, I use this pattern, maybe, you know, a paragraph or something of how you used it or some interesting tidbit that you learned when you were implementing that pattern. So, you know, the catalog itself, as we've published it, has obviously the value of, you know, communicating the patterns and all the examples that we found with them. But we're really hoping that people in the community will contribute like this fellow, Simon Jones, and go ahead and add your comments of how you used it, add suggestions of how it can be improved, and even, you know, simply just upload a quick screenshot and say, hey, you know, this is an example of this particular pattern. And we do have, like, the Uber way to participate, which would be, you know, when you're signed in, you propose a complete pattern. And, you know, that would be awesome if people do that. You know, it's a little more work. So, you know, that's why we've kind of got these tiered levels of participation, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there was this one pattern that I kind of invented, or it was iteration of another pattern that one company that I worked at. I'm thinking of adding it as soon as I pull up some of the documentation, because we had an issue where it was really hard to navigate through thousands and thousands of categories, for example. And we came up with this kind of interesting, you know, not to Apple-esque navigation, tree navigation. You know, one of the problems with the tree navigation on Windows, for example, is, you know, it's basically if you get a really long, a huge tree, it scrolls off the page.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we came up with this different, so I'm like going to be submitting it soon as I find the documentation of how we did it. So, I mean, it's really, I mean, the idea of your tool is really to not only establish well-known patterns, but to also come up with people coming up with new patterns and reviewing them. It's
absolutely
kind of a vetting, yeah, kind of a vetting place for that, correct?
Yes. So one of the features, I guess you could say, of when you click on a pattern to view it, right next to the pattern name is a star rating. Now, right now, most of them are in there are 3 stars because they've already been vetted and they're well-known patterns. But the idea here is that as people propose new patterns, you start with basically a 0-star rating. And then as more people say, hey, yeah, I use this, then it's kind of like a confidence vote saying, you know, once 10 people say that, yes, I've used this pattern, then we give it 1 star, and then 20, 2 stars. And then we have this patterns council that we're bringing together, made up of different people who are really into patterns out in the community. And the idea there is that, then once a pattern has that kind of higher level of confidence, we review it and say, yeah, this is a really good one. We maybe polish it up or whatever, give it that 3rd star so that, people can look at that and get a relative sense of confidence in how good or how established that pattern is. Which is another reason for people to go ahead and say, log in and just say, hey, I use this, because, it adds further validation that, yeah, this is a good pattern to use.
Yeah, no, definitely. And a lot of it is about the collaboration. That's something that's actually missing on many of the Z pattern sites, where there's no comment feature. And it's obvious they're doing it for other reasons than just to have a pattern library up there. Maybe they're trying to write a book or something. But it seems your tool is really generated towards focusing on the community and having everybody learn together, instead of just being a, we're telling you this is the way it is kind of tool.
Exactly. I would have preferred actually to basically start with 0 and have the community build it out. But obviously, we wanted to start it out with the patterns that are kind of known and accepted and we found in numerous places and catalogs.
Something that the audience probably isn't going to know, and except when they get there and they're like, well, why do I have to download Silverlight? You guys built this tool completely in Silverlight right off the bat. And, as we all know, Silverlight is still an evolving technology. But it's also a great example of how far it's come along. I mean, it's come along to a place where you can build really, really useful applications with it, and this is a great example.
So. Yeah, the reasons we chose Silverlight are numerous, but some of the more community-oriented ones are, that it's actually, there's no way that we could have built, there are some features that we just couldn't do if we opted for something like, standard Ajax or something like that, but there's also the aspect of the performance. And so even if we could do some of the features and some of the different interactions, it would have been, a little chunkier, a little slower, and honestly, it would have taken us a lot longer to build it, because there's just far more testing and, between the different browsers and things like that.
Yeah, I think it would actually probably taken longer to build in Flash, too, because from what I remember about Silverlight, some of the functionality that you guys, in the application, was pretty much out of the box.
Yeah, we definitely were able to take advantage of some of the core components and stuff that are in Silverlight.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So anything else you want to talk about regarding Quint?
There's only one other thing I would mention, which we've had some good feedback on. There's another way to explore called by wireframe. So if you're not interested yet, maybe that'll make you interested. But basically the idea is that we have a kind of a stereotypical wireframe, with like a top area and a side area and tabs and things like that. And we sort of went through and we looked at the patterns we had and identified where those might stereotypically appear in your average wireframe. And so, it's just another way for people to maybe either find a specific pattern they're looking for, or to say, hey, I know this kind of thing is always in the top right of the page, so that's where search is found, for example. So it's just another... Go ahead.
Another way of doing it, along the same lines. So basically, does it literally just show a wireframe?
Yeah, it kind of gives you in the background, there's an outline of just it's more like a very high-level layout of a wireframe. And then we've got something like there's a modal panel that's on top of it, and so the pattern for modal panel is on that one. And then things that might be in a modal panel. We've got tabs and things that might be in tabs, stuff like that. So
what would be really cool, and this is just a suggestion, it'd be almost cool as if this dumped to like a Visio file, and then you just have a templated version of this pattern right off the bat. And I know that's like kind of pie in the sky stuff, but that would be something that would really take it to the next level.
Yeah, well, definitely keep an eye out on us for interesting stuff like that.
Pretty much ends our podcast. We try to keep them around 20 minutes. If you have any questions, you can email me, pat@usabilitycounts.com. With this podcast, we will be posting a link to Quince, because it resides at quince.infragistics.com, but the spelling is kind of difficult, so we'll post a link to it. And thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thanks, Pat.